up? How's your week going?
It's just getting started.
It is just getting started.
I hope we are not breaking anyone's ears.
Yeah, seriously.
So do you consider,
do you guys, speaking of week started, do you consider Sunday the start of a week?
Yes.
Or the end of a week?
And it's my start refresh for the whole week.
It's the end of my week.
No.
No, it's not.
Monday, it's the start. Monday is the beginning of my week.
Monday is the beginning of my week.
So you're Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, you're crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, technically, okay, here's how I read it. Yes, Sunday is the beginning of the week, but it's the end of the weekend. So I guess I go both sides of the fence.
No, you have to pick one. Pick.
This is America. Right. I don't have to pick. Yeah. What?
Just listen to what you just said. Repeat it.
Okay. Sunday is technically the beginning of the week. It's
perfect.
The first day in the week.
That old.
However, on the weekend, it's still it doesn't feel like anything's changed.
We didn't ask when the start of the weekend is. We said, what is the start of the week? And you said Sunday.
Matthew, I prefer you to be in studio because you're nicer. When you're on the phone, you get a little more edge. When you go out to Boston, you get a little more edge on you.
Oh, this is just logical.
This is the Family Podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Five out of six are present. One is via the miracle of the telephone. Matthew checking in from the place where he currently lives. And let's get started. It's 2020. Who's already having trouble writing 2020 instead of 2019?
I just said I love writing 2020. What? I hated 19.
I hate the 9. Ugh. Such an ugly number.
So you like
I have something about this.
You do?
I saw an article somewhere that you are not supposed to abbreviate 2020 when writing the date. So when you're writing, so you're say today's what, January 5th?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do like 1/5/, and they say write out 2020.
Why?
If you just write the first 20, someone could change that date to say any other date. So they could write, 2015, 2016, 17, 18, 19.
I did see that too.
What?
And change the date on like a check for
to
day, like
the that. After. So you write 20, but then they can change it to 2015.
Because it's the year 2000. So if you write 20, that's the beginning of 2000, and they can add.
But why do people want to change?
Why does it matter? Yeah.
So when you're
people can fraud.
When you're signing something.
Right. When you're signing up for SA Rewards, you need to do 2020.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about like on a test or something, like you need to write out instead of just writing 20.
Yeah. No, it's on like mostly just financial documents and whatnot or signing.
Right.
Just everybody's going crazy. Oh, you got to write out 2020.
Guess what? I am not going to be concerned of that.
All right.
All right. So when you sign up for Heavy Rewards at Quick Trip,
we're going to target, we're going to hack you.
Yeah. All right. It is a new year. Everybody had a good time on New Year's Eve. I went to bed very early. I had to get up early. Mom made it to midnight. How about everybody else?
Made it to midnight.
Yep.
Saw the ball.
I made it after midnight.
I did too. Watched my favorite movie.
Do you feel like you've been cheated if you don't make it to midnight, or do you feel a sense of accomplishment if you make it to midnight?
I think you should make it to midnight.
You have to. It's New Year's Eve.
I like making it till.
Even though I said I didn't care, Matthew and I had a New Year's celebration at 11, watching the ball drop on Ryan Seacrest. I can't talk today.
Love that.
And then I was like, oh, I don't care. But Matthew had been playing with the dog and got the dog so hyper.
Little Finn.
That I just couldn't see making the dog go in his crate. So then I decided to stay up and let the dog calm down. So then I saw it midnight.
Crate makes it sound like the dog is being punished. It's a kennel. Doesn't crate sound very medieval?
No. I think you call it a crate.
Huh?
No. Yeah.
You know what? I just say doesn't really matter.
People know what we mean when you say that.
All right. All right. Well, then let's get started here. We're going to zip through this. We've got, we're recording this Sunday morning prior to the Vikings
why are we zipping through?
Yes. Prior to the Vikings win over the Saints. New England is out, and I couldn't be more thrilled than that
woo-hoo!
Bill Belichick has to watch the rest of the season. I'm very pleased with that, and hopefully we'll do the same things to those cheating sons of a guns, New Orleans Saints.
What time is the Vikings game today?
Nooner. Central time, nooner.
Who do they play?
The New Orleans Saints.
Are you kidding?
Oh, they're Drew playing Brees. The Saints?
The St. Paul Saints.
Are the Saints still like one of the top teams right now?
They're 13-3, and they are still one of the... Even though at 13-3, you have to play a wild card game. It's a tough pill to swallow.
So the Pope is literally
the Pope's
on track.
Tweak. Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of the Pope, did you see the video of him shaking hands with people and the lady that yanked him back?
No. And he slapped her hand.
He said no, and he slapped her hand. He apologized for it. You can Google it. Pope Francis slaps lady's hand. It was one of those deals where everybody's, grabbing and hi, touch me.
Yeah.
And when he went away, she closed her hand on his hand and literally pulled him back.
Well, I could see that you would panic.
That would scare the heck out of you.
Yeah.
It was totally understandable.
Absolutely. I mean, he's human.
Right. But prior to that, the lady is seen crossing herself. It's just funny that she crosses herself and then goes, I want my Pope. Get over here.
So I've been in that situation, and you have never seen more, it's all the religious, pious people are there. They're going to see the Pope. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, people are pushing and shoving each other. It is, and you're still supposed to be religious, and then people are just got mean and nasty trying to get as close to the Pope as they could.
Yeah,
but everyone is just like holding out a hand just to get to touch them a little bit.
we're watching the video. He's cranky.
More than once.
He tagged her right on the arm.
Wow. He's cranky about it.
John Paul was nicer to you, wasn't he, Mom?
Yeah, I didn't get slapped.
Okay, that's good. That's just something I can never get over.
It is funny, though. She does make the sign of a cross.
I think he's completely justified.
Yeah, and she's really tugging at him.
She yanked him.
And then wouldn't let go of him, and he was trying to pull away.
Right. So that was just a side note that's kind of funny that made the news that that lady... I don't know. When she goes to the pearly gates, does the Lord say, what were you doing here? Or, I didn't like Francis either.
It's not a sin.
No, I'm kidding.
He's a good guy.
Let's jump right into it. This, I don't know how you guys are going to react. I know that you're not for this act, but this employer is going, taking a big step here. Starting next month, U-Haul will not hire smokers in 21 states.
Love it.
Wow.
That's huge.
U-Haul, they're cutting down and hiring people who smoke. The moving company said it will not hire nicotine users in the 21 states where it is legal to do so, saying that it wants to ensure a more healthier workforce. That policy will start February 1st and won't apply to those hired prior to then. Your grandfathered smoking in. What do you guys think about that?
I'm here for it.
I support.
Sophia, do you support that?
Yeah.
Everybody supports?
It's interesting because it is somewhat of a blue-collar job. You're working on, like, trucks and moving and truck rental and whatnot. So I would imagine that they actually have a fairly high percentage of applicants that do smoke.
Yeah, because they're probably a little rough around the edges and blue-collar.
Well, you know, extremely wealthy people smoke, too.
Well, they think they can just buy their way
into...
They do,
like, hard drugs.
And they smoke.
Do, like, cocaine. It's the rich person drug.
I'm not going to do that.
Here's my question, though. Can they ask, like, on an application, do you smoke? And then you have to check yes or no, and then you're automatic. Because I feel like someone's going to do a lawsuit.
They just said it's legal in those states to basically discriminate against a smoker.
No, I thought that meant where it's legal to smoke.
No, they're saying even though it's legal in those 21 states to smoke, they're still saying you can't. You are not allowed to smoke on the job.
There's no laws against discriminating for someone smoking, though. You can discriminate over that.
Huh.
First and foremost, though, working with a smoker, if you're a non-smoker, there are many negative things because, number one, what do smokers need to do?
Smoke.
They need to go out and smoke.
And they get more breaks than everyone else.
And they don't consider their cigarette break
a break.
Not to mention, after they come in from smoking cigarettes, they reek. So like when I was working retail at a toy store, and I had quite a few coworkers that smoked, then they'd come in smelling like smoke in a toy store.
Yeah.
It's just not a great combination.
Try this new smoking doll. It smells like cigarettes. Though.
You're so weird.
You love this. I love, oddly enough, I love the smell of a freshly lit cigarette. I've never smoked, but I absolutely love that. And but I don't care for, you know, secondhand smoke and so forth.
Dad smokes via secondhand smoking.
I'm a good fake smoker. I like to pretend smoke.
Yeah, I like going in like a smoker's car and smelling it a little bit.
It gives me a headache after a while. Like, it smells good for a couple seconds, but after like a minute or two, it's kind of like, okay.
I would want to drive in it every day, but every now and then, it's kind of like,
When when Grandma and Grandpa had a blue Cadillac and Grandma used to smoke, that I loved the smell of that car. It wasn't that old stinky smoke smell. It was just, it was the perfect leather and smoke smell. And I loved that.
You are so weird.
What?
Agreed. That's weird.
Do you remember that smell, though, Mick?
Yeah, smoking is disgusting, and so is that smell. Okay. And I grew up with a smoker.
Yeah, you did.
Oof.
And you never had the want to smoke.
No, I think because it was so gross.
I wonder what the percentages are of having a parent that smoked, if that's transferred to the child.
I would
once
say
they become an adult.
It would be.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it depends on the household. Because I think some people that are kind of like white trash, they might take it on. But your mom was like a high-class lady. So like you, I don't know.
What
I feel
nice
like you never
to
needed to do that because...
I never looked at it as classy, though.
Yeah.
No, I did not look at that as classy.
No,
I'm gross.
Saying... I don't... Never mind. I was talking about just like different upbringings.
Yeah. I know what you're trying to say.
I can catch that.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, I don't have much more to say than that. You can't really go in depth, but I wonder if that will start a trend for, you know, people. The anti-smoking campaigns really have settled down.
Well,
they're not as aggressive as...
And I get it because, you know, U-Haul owns those trucks. Do you want your trucks smelled? But on the other hand, what about when they're renting a truck to someone? They rent you a truck and you're a smoker. You're smoking in
that.
You have
to pay.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. They
say no smoking, and if you do, you have to pay for it.
Oh, it's like the hotel that they know that you smoke. You have to pay a fine or something like that. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say it'd be weird if they didn't have something inside their car saying, like, no smoking, or if you smoke, it's fine, just because I feel like there is more non-smokers than smokers.
Yeah.
Well, Gabe's the only one that smokes in the U-Haul when we rent one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so good luck to you, Hall, and good luck to you, smokers and non-smokers. That is my contribution.
Yeah.
I just thought that was very shocking, and I don't know if that will start a trend or not.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you have?
Yeah, I have a couple things here. First one, I saw the movie Fight Club for the first time.
I have not seen it.
I had never seen it. Have any of you seen the movie Fight Club?
No.
All right, well, this is not a very interesting topic then. It was not what I expected. Absolute wild movie. I don't know why it's a classic. I liked the movie, but it was so far and away not what I was expecting. So I would recommend people to watch it.
What did you expect?
I guess I expected some guys who were in a fight club.
Sounds like that would be my expectation as well.
And just wait, because a little bit different.
It's not guys in a fight club?
You'll have to see.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to spoil
it. It's a wild plot. Absolutely wild. Twists and turns everywhere. Not what I expected at all.
This is what the synopsis says. An insomniac office worker and a devil, May Care Soapmaker, form an underground fight club that evolves into something much, much more. It's Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, who I have no idea who Edward Norton is.
Well, Mom will run out and get that. Hang
Meatloaf's in it. Meatloaf is
all right. You got me.
Meatloaf.
You got me.
It's a crazy movie. Brannick and I watched it, and by the end of it, we were like, "What the hell was that?"
Well, do you recommend watching it or no?
If you haven't seen it, I feel like you have to see it.
Really?
It's a classic movie.
It's 1999.
I
remember when
it
came out.
Fight Club. I feel like everybody's seen it.
Rotten Tomatoes was 80%, so it's probably decent.
It's just not what I expected, but it was still an interesting movie. Okay. Other thing that I had. Did you guys see that Lori Loughlin? So she's Aunt Becky from Full House.
Yeah.
Up in the whole college admissions scandal.
Yeah.
And she may be facing some prison time here. She went out and hired a prison coach.
Oh my God.
Martial arts. No. In prison lingo.
You're kidding me.
I saw that.
What?
So I have an article here. So essentially she wants to learn how to defend herself and then how to just, like, how prison actually works so she's not going in completely blind.
So wait, can I stop before you keep going? Is a women's prison, like, bad like a men's prison where they're fighting all the time?
Didn't you see Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, I did, but I just...
It's probably exactly what it's like.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. I don't think it's maybe as violent or crazy as a men's prison per se, but I don't think they're very nice.
Okay.
The article says, actress Lori Loughlin may be finally coming to terms with her potential time in the clink for her role in the college admissions scandal. So this article talked with another guy who's a prison consultant. I'm not sure how you make a living being that. But,
yeah.
this guy said her instructor has given her very bad guidance. And he said, whoever gave her that advice, it was clearly the worst advice that she's ever received. And the prison consultant said, let's see here. Inmates are able to watch TV, and if she thinks she's going to go in there and bully other inmates or actually defend herself, she's wrong. Multiple prisoners would deliberately go after her just for trying.
Right.
Well, right. Why would Fuller, you try?
Fuller also noted that a Brazilian jiu-jitsu professor who went to prison for some pretty bad stuff on his doing something to his son was absolutely just demolished by gangs of people when he went to prison. And he was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu master.
Wow.
And they said they absolutely kicked the crap out of him.
Huh.
And he was someone who specialized in martial arts. So he's like, don't waste your time on it because you have no shot. And then they also mentioned Martha Stewart here. And they said business mogul and ex-convict Martha Stewart, who served 5 months in 2004 at the federal prison camp in West Virginia after being convicted of insider trading. She made friends while she was incarcerated and even visited them after she was released.
Wow.
Really?
Fuller said this was a different approach because the object was being respected. The object of being respected is not to disrespect. So I just thought it was funny that she thinks she can learn martial arts in a couple days, basically, and somehow be able to defend herself.
It kind of proves that she does think she's above everything.
Yeah.
I think
she's just scared out of her mind.
Well, I think that Felicity Huffman, she took like, okay, yep, I'm going to just get it over with.
Responsibility.
I did it. And Lori Loughlin's like trying to beat around the bush and like, oh, I'm not really going. I think she like thinks she's really not going. Like, I think she's doing all this to just get more like buzz. And she really believes like she's going to get out of it.
Well, and she, not to mention the fact if she's learning martial arts, she weighs about 75 pounds, so they're just gonna blow on her and she's gonna fall right over.
Literally.
Huh. They also go through some things like learning her prison etiquette and stuff like that, and how there's a nuances of that, and how that's actually a good thing to know prior to going.
Hmm. Well, I would agree that once the word gets out, if those inmates think that you're gonna beat them by, you know, learning martial arts, you're gonna even challenge them, they got nothing better to do than kick your butt or at least try. And again, four or five of them teaming up on you, it's scarier than hell. I'm sure she's nervous, but that's not going
to
help her.
But the other piece to this is probably depending on how much time she's going to get, some say she could get a lot. If she goes to a federal prison camp like Martha Stewart did, that's not like a prison.
Right.
These people are close to getting out. They have less than 10 years, in many cases, way less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to behave because they're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
In a camp, is it more like white collar crimes or
no.
is it, it's
no,
like, could you go to a camp with a murderer hanging out in there?
If the murderer is close to getting out, he could be sent to a camp.
Oh, Lord.
Camp is a little, it's like a minimum, very minimal security. And
you
could walk off.
You don't have armed guards and all of that.
You could walk off if you want.
It is fenced in, but it's not armed guards.
You
know,
like
outside with guns watching to see if someone's going to escape. You don't really have that.
They said if convicted, she'll probably face less than 18 months.
Yeah, so she probably would go to a prison camp, which, you know, it's not as rough as going to prison.
Right.
Huh. Then I really think she's doing some hardcore overkill on this. I think she's trying to get people to, like, pity her, feel bad for her.
I think she's terrified.
Well, I would be too.
Right.
If Martha Stewart can do it, I think Lori Loughlin can.
No, Martha Stewart's a savage.
Yeah. She's a beast, McLaren.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's tough cookie.
That's true. Her best friend is like Snoop Dogg, so.
Very tough cookie.
Never forget when Snoop Dogg stole my photo.
She is a smart woman.
A smart woman will not beat 50 people attacking you.
No, but that speaks...
She wouldn't be attacked,
that's
what you're saying.
And that speaks to her smartness that she played the respect game, knowing full well if she did that, it would be easier for her. And Lori Loughlin going the other way, you're going in there and they're already mad at you or mocking you, as opposed to Martha, who, I mean, I didn't even know that. That's pretty good that she went back and visited those people that she was with.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
She's got them out, when they're out of prison, she's got the plug.
Yeah, they'll run right to Snoop Dogg.
That's what I got. And Patriots lost, and we like that.
Yep. I'm really happy. Really happy about that.
You guys are pathetic.
This is the playoffs. I usually don't get super worked up about regular season games, but I do because there's going to be another. It's not going to be a Minnesota miracle. It's going to have to be New Orleans, but we're going to beat them. This is a big upset today, and I'm telling right now, everybody, listen to me right now. Peyton, Breeze, going down.
I feel bad for you.
Peyton Manning?
Nope.
Oh, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton is the coach, and then Drew Breeze is the quarterback.
Gotcha.
That's all I got.
All right.
Alrighty. Did you guys know that Minnesota is home to some of the oldest rocks in the world?
Yes.
Nope.
Sophia, you took geology. Matthew, you took geology.
I did.
Do you know that?
Attention. I did not.
I had no idea.
Morton, Minnesota has some of the oldest rock formations in the entire world, which is pretty cool. And it dates back to before the Ice Age when it came through here and made the... all our 10,000 lakes plus. So it's near the Mississippi River, and they are estimated to be 3.5 billion years old.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it weird? I've never heard of this before.
No idea.
You know, we've never seen them. I'm not even sure where Morton is.
Morton is...
south.
No, I think it's north. Isn't that by...
No.
Isn't that by White Earth?
St. Cloud?
I'm looking it up right now as we speak.
How am I supposed
What I don't understand about this is, so the Earth is primarily made up of rock, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't all the rock just be the same age?
No.
Because I assume there's some that are newer, but how could one rock be older than the other?
Because there's a rock cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. It's
that's
just,
like volcano lava is melted rock.
You should retake your geology class.
No, I understand how rock cycles work, but at the bottom, there's going to be the same age everywhere.
No, it's the oldest rock because
not everything is going to be melted by lava.
So no, it gets crushed and melted.
Crushed and turned to sand.
They're weathered.
Morton, Minnesota is like a really, really small town. The biggest like town closest to it is Redwood Falls, and it's southwest of us.
Right. It's about...
It's not as far as Mankato.
I've never heard of these rocks.
So it's not far from here at all.
Mankato.
It's further west than Mankato, but not further south.
Oh, okay.
So it's just south of Olivia, where we have been and had a wax hand event.
You know what's interesting about it, though? Since the late 1800s, they have actually used this rock to construct many buildings in the state.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
It is really cool. And it's known for its beautiful flecks of pink, black, gray, and white.
Huh.
And Sophia taught me a new word. It's known as Morton Gneiss. Is that correct, Sophia?
Yep.
And Gneiss is spelled Gneiss.
Yummy.
And I had never heard of that word before. Now, there is some rocks in Canada that are estimated to be 4 billion years old.
Okay.
Is this true?
What?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just trying to think.
You're questioning my
No, I've just never heard of these rocks.
Well, technically,
what do you mean
though,
you never heard of these rocks?
All rocks billions of years old?
No, there's these rocks that are in the ocean. I'm drawing a blank on what they're called right now, but those are like the oldest rocks. Like they've literally been here for. No, it's like a
sedimentary
organism thing that like grew from bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Organisms aren't rocks. Called. They can't be.
Please
rocks.
Be quiet.
I'm
thank
just
you.
Saying.
Morton is also the Lower Sioux Indian Reservation headquarters.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what else I learned?
Tribe up.
Along this line? Sharks are older than trees.
Run
sharks
that by
were
me.
Around about, sharks were around about 50 million years before trees existed.
I'm trying to process.
That for you.
I'm trying to process.
Trees are about 350 million years old, and sharks are more around 400 million
I believe
years old.
That because everything... in the ocean is like really ancient.
What? Because like sharks were from like dinosaurs or something?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, pretty much.
No, you guys.
Yes.
Everyone needs to take a geology class.
Sharks are dinosaurs.
Sharks
no, they are not.
Yes, they are. Oh my
all
God.
All of the dinosaurs were heated up. And nothing
the fact
was
that
left.
You just
what,
used
Sophia?
That word.
You guys, take a geology class.
Oh my God.
Literally,
Sophia.
The earth got so hot that all the dinosaurs were burned and dead. That's and, why there's no dinosaurs alive.
Sharks are the one of the most direct animals to dinosaurs.
Yeah,
yes, they are. Don't chicken. Sit there and smirk at me because I'm right and you're wrong.
It's just hilarious.
It's hilarious
Google
that
it.
I'm right and you're wrong.
Google it.
I am. I'm looking at everything right now because I know that Sophia is saying false information.
Sharks being descended from dinosaurs are not, it's not geology class.
Evidence? For the existence of sharks dates to the Ordovician period, 450 to 420 million years ago, before land vertebrates
right,
existed and before a variety of plants had colonized the continents.
Here's
wow.
five animals that are with prehistoric ancestors, meaning
it.
Dinosaurs. Chickens, crocodiles,
yep.
sea turtles. Sharks yep. and crabs.
I didn't know crabs.
Crabs came, emerged in the Jurassic period. So.
Wonderful. How does this stuff just appear, though? So one day there's a crab walking on the beach.
Because it's
or
all
there's
about
a tree.
Certain organisms, and then these organisms started doing things with other organisms, which
made
another
new,
organism.
Did you learn
like,
about this in
went
your
out of
geology
wait,
class?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
What kind of geology did you take
Cambrian,
where you learned genetics?
We learned time periods.
Now, wait. Yeah. Here's the thing. The earliest sharks did emerge around 450 million years ago. The modern sharks that we have seen now and that are more common
like
emerged 100 million years ago. So what a when we say shark 450 million years ago, it was like Megalodon, it says. The largest
yeah,
shark.
It's like
Megalodon was only 20. It was only like 2 million years ago, though.
Oh.
It's like us, where we had like the first generation of human, and now look at where we are now.
Yes, here it goes. It says it lived just after the dinosaurs 23 million years ago and only went extinct 2.6 million years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, Megalodon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some Shark Week action.
Well, we don't know if he's extinct. We're
I
still
I was just
going
to say, aren't
oh,
we
God.
Still searching for yeah. that?
I hope that
yep,
thing
every
never...
Year, every year we dedicate a week to searching for Megalodon.
I think they're usually found off the coast of southwest Florida, the Marco Island
Dad,
area.
Dad, I will literally know.
Oh, yeah. man. It's just, it's mind-boggling, though. You know, you learn stuff in school, but it's just, you can't grasp, your mind can't grasp the large existence of the minuscule time we're here on this earth to all the stuff that's
no,
happened
no,
before.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And right, how you can just, like, dismiss, like, oh, that was only 2 billion years ago.
It's
but it's so. Like, whoa, yeah.
And we're
like,
on the Earth for 90 years or 70,
right.
whatever it is.
But I think we're also, like, human beings like proof. They need you to prove that. And, like, you can prove through animal bones and, like, oh, this is what we think. But no one's actually seen it, so that's what's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All well, right. who knew? Morton, yeah. Minnesota. Maybe a summer day trip.
I think that would be fun.
You and Dad and
they
Gabe
got a casino
go.
Down there.
I did. When I typed in Morton MN, casino popped up.
Yep.
So
it's the first thing that does.
Yeah.
I like rocks.
I don't.
I love rocks.
I like rocks.
Love them.
You've always liked rocks. You
love
had the rock
rocks.
Polisher, the rock cleaner, didn't you?
Yeah, I love
oh,
rocks.
Cute, Mom.
Loved them my whole life.
Huh. Rock. What a thing to love.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you had multiple I'm rocks weird. For children.
Jackpot
Gabe,
Junction.
That's rude. Gabe.
Jackpot Junction Casino Hotel. That's the one right by Morton.
Yeah, I'll pass.
4 stars out of 5.
I feel like okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah, this is
they've
no,
done some advertising.
No one really cares about if you've heard about this Jackpot Casino.
All right, okay. McLaren.
I've got just a bunch of random pop news.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, I love E! News, so I was exploring their website this morning and found just like some random things. First, it's Bradley Cooper's birthday today.
Happy birthday, you yes. sexy man.
We would love to actually be able to say happy birthday
sexy?
To him in real true life.
Yeah, he's
Dad.
Pretty
you don't
attractive.
Like him, though.
What?
Isn't he a pretty bad guy?
Oh. He is?
No.
Isn't he like cheating and alcoholism?
You don't even know him. Oh.
Okay.
Isn't he like
that was in the movie.
Yeah. Don't be going
no.
after Starsborn.
I'm not talking about, I don't even know his name in that.
Well, he's not married.
Am I thinking of the right guy?
Yeah. He's not married.
He's in The Hangover.
I know who Bradley Cooper
okay.
is.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Who's the other guy?
Who, like Leonardo DiCaprio or something?
No, who's that other guy? Ben Affleck. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not Ben Affleck.
Very similar.
No, Bradley
Same
Cooper's
guy,
way
much.
More attractive. So he's turning 45 today. We all know my love for Brielle Bierman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we all know that?
Okay, yeah. That's
people probably
quite
don't
rude.
Know who that is.
Maybe people at the table know that.
Okay.
I don't even think the majority of our listeners probably have no clue who that even is.
Okay, so Brielle Bierman.
As they should.
Right, exactly. Rude. I agree.
Brielle Bierman is Kim Zolciak Bierman. She's
no one knows who that
Mom,
is.
Mom, if you guys, if you let me finish, I was going to lead to who that person was, but since no one wants to let me finish.
Fishon.
I do.
Yep. Kim Zolciak Bierman, she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta way back in the day, and now her and her family have their own show called
Don't Be Tardy,
and it's on yes. Bravo. She is married to Croy Bierman, who used to play in the NFL. I think he played for the Falcons.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has dissolved her lips.
Oh.
She has very voluptuous lips, and she just dissolved them.
Who?
Voluptuous.
They're gone?
Okay.
Kim?
If people were listening to my story, I'm going to start.
She dissolved her lips. Who are we talking
Brielle
about?
Brielle Bierman.
Kim's daughter.
Okay. We're going to skip that since apparently
no,
everyone
your lips.
Is like,
wait,
okay.
Dissolving your lips really intrigues me. What does that mean? I'm not fishing.
You get rid of all
Are
the...
Are her lips gone?
No. You get rid of all the injections that you
what
put
happened
in
to
your
her lips?
Lips. Holy
hey, I'm kidding.
I'm moving on. This is you guys are blowing
yeah,
my
let's
making
let
me sound
finish.
Like an idiot. So
let's let her finish because it gets confusing to the
I
listener.
I actually want
to
hear about this.
No, never mind. Hailey Bieber has been talking about how much it hurts to be torn apart on her social media. She's been having some social media backlashes. So she's been saying that it's really nice that when people build you up, but people don't realize how much it actually hurts when they like attack you online.
Then just don't read anything.
She is perfect. She doesn't need like, what are people coming after her for? She's literally my icon. I love her.
And she does what? Because I don't know her.
Nothing.
She's
influencer?
She's like a style icon, influencer, even
Baldwin's
model.
Kid.
She's a model.
Okay.
Although I will say she's not like rail thin for being a model, which I like about
like
her.
Like a man.
She's married to Justin Bieber. That's really her biggest claim to fame right now. Speaking of Justin Bieber, he came out with his new song Yummy and it's awful. Like yeah, we've been waiting for new music from him and he drops that. And the music
I don't think it's awful.
Have you seen the music video too?
Yep. No. We know.
Like him eating a bunch of random food and like saying Ooh. Yummy.
I'm on a diet. I should not watch it.
No, it's really, really weird.
Oh, my God.
Cameron Diaz, welcome to baby girl. With
Oh, yeah.
Her,
how old is she?
Yeah, geez.
I don't know how old she is, but I'll she's check. Been married to Benji Madden.
Who was he married to before?
I don't know. I can look that up. I didn't even really know that she was married.
Is that Gwyneth Paltrow's ex?
She's 47. Her spouse, Benji Madden, I don't know that she has been married.
No, they've been...
He was married to someone else before, I thought.
They got married...
Am I just imagining this?
They got married in 2015, and his spouse is...
No. He
Sophia Monk.
I had a longtime fiance, okay. Yeah, from Australia.
Okay.
But they split, and him and Cameron started dating in 2014 and were married in 2015.
All right.
Cameron Diaz is 47.
Oh, she's old.
Wow. And she just had a baby. Oh.
But not they good. Are not, it was like really hush hush that she was pregnant, and then they're not going to be releasing any photos or anything of their daughter.
Mm. All which babies just makes look it the worse. Same.
Yeah. That just makes them a target for paparazzi.
Or they, yeah. Because maybe the baby's deformed because she had it so
sad. No.
Sophia.
That's sad.
Just to give you a little background on him, Madden. He has many tattoos, including a tattoo of Benjamin Franklin, which covers his entire back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Gross.
Okay, you guys have always been super fans of her. I think she's kind of like,
I love her.
I think
like
she kind of looks white trash.
No, what is you with your white trash?
Something about Mary?
No.
She's cute like, and something about her.
Her movies are movie. Hilarious. She's like the classic rom-com.
She's always a wreck in her movies, and maybe that's why I think of her as like...
I like her a lot.
I love her.
But I don't like that she had a baby at that age.
Correct.
That's gross. Yeah, don't
it's not
do
gross.
That.
Okay, you guys, but you should be happy that she's married and having a baby with someone she loves and not dwelling on the fact of how old she is. She at least she waited till she found someone she loved to have a kid with.
Whoa.
Find the positive instead of attacking her.
McLaren, you always
she could have gone out.
Negative.
She could have gone out and got pregnant with someone that she didn't even love and they wouldn't be together. At least her and the dad are together.
All right. And the next one.
Oh, well, that's me. Oh, do you still have more?
No, McLaren still has more.
Yeah, that's
oh my
what
God.
I'm saying.
I'm never doing this again because I've just, everyone
like
has
your
just
segment.
Hated everything.
No, I like your segment.
I'm
we
done.
Do. We like it.
I'm no, I want to hear
I'm
more.
I'm 100% done. This
okay,
is me tapping out.
Let's stop arguing if whether you're going to do it or not, and please continue.
I'm done. No, I'm done.
Well, that's annoying for people that are listening.
She's done,
that's
no,
all I have.
That's she's
all
done
I have.
With her list, is what she's saying. She's completed
no,
her list. She's not
lying.
Bailing out.
She is lying.
That's all I have.
Okay, moving on to me. So I mentioned this last week, but I've been painting my room, and I painted it white. So I found a couple articles about what the color of your walls say about you, personality-wise. Mm-hmm. So just like generally, it says extroverts prefer brighter, more saturated colors, and introverts like tend to favor lighter and softer shades. So I painted my room white, and this is like what it would mean about me. It says people might say that white is a boring color and makes you bland, but in reality, it's quite the opposite. Your walls are a blank slate that is open to change, just like you. A clean look like this is indicative of your tidy style. You are organized and extremely logical. Uh-huh. You do not need flashy things to make yourself stand out. Uh-huh. You shine all on your own. So that was funny.
I feel my room's white, and I feel like that's spot on.
That's what I'm saying. I think like this change for my white room is gonna make me like want to eat healthy and everything because it's like everything's gonna be clean and tidy. You know what I mean?
That's hard to believe.
My room's tan because I don't know if I'm allowed to paint it, and I can't afford to do it.
Okay, well, tan kind of goes along with beige, and it says the lightest version of brown. Beige is the, I don't know how to say that word, embumed with a certain...
Ambient.
Ambient sense of substance and stability. So.
Huh.
Okay.
Sure. Mine's pink.
Mine's just beige, like that's just what it is.
Apartment beige.
Mine's just white. Yeah. I don't know if you can really paint my room.
I forgot
room
that
either.
Your room was pink, so yeah, I didn't read that one because...
Oh, that's okay.
Mine's a soft pink, and I really didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't know, but there's like light blue, open expansiveness, gray.
Yeah, what's gray? We have a lot of gray in our house.
The person who prefers gray seeks safety and security by choosing the more neutral of the colors. Gray doesn't demand or always need promise of excitement. But does crave contentment and stability.
See, what's interesting, though, is I've gone from a house full of a lot of saturated colors.
Mm-hmm.
And here's kind of relates to your psychology, Sophia. On the entertaining level of the house, it was saturated colors.
Right, and that is
but then
impulsive and extroverted.
When we went upstairs, it was all muted soft blues and greens.
You're right.
And way more introverted on the second level.
Right.
Interesting.
And the third one was yellow.
That is so true. No, that was tan.
That was yellow. It was a yellow.
Doesn't matter.
But anyway, I do think that's kind of interesting.
Pink says gentle and soothing.
Yeah. That's why I like pink in a bedroom.
Soft, yeah. I don't know. Like I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, good luck with your project.
On a entirely different note, I have a hamburger that just turned 20 years old.
Oh, ew. Is it moldy?
No. It's perfectly preserved.
What? You have it? You actually have it?
No. No, my article.
Gabe would have something like that. Like, guys, I've kept this hamburger for...
Hello, guys.
David Whippy, a Utah man, bought a McDonald's hamburger for a presentation on enzymes on July 7th, 1999. And the burger is now more than 20 years old.
Isn't it moldy?
No, it's perfectly preserved. He forgot about it in a jacket.
Because it's processed?
No, he preserved it.
Think of a Twinkie, though.
No,
please
listen.
Don't
Sophia
get
Ann.
Oh, my God.
If you listen to what I said, he bought it so he could put enzymes, enzymes and... like preservatives in the burger to make it stay longer.
Okay.
So it was a science experiment, and he forgot about the burger. And years later, it's perfectly preserved as the day he bought it, and it smells like cardboard.
Wow.
I like that fact.
Is it it must be kind of petrified now.
That's disgusting.
Let me see if I can find it.
I'm actually gagging.
I would imagine it's hard.
Yeah, it would have to be. Is it just the burger, or is the bun included?
The burger and the bun. Huh. Everything that's about awesome. It's good.
I think that's kind of neat.
That's like weird, gagging. But I hope they don't use this technology in food to make it last longer.
Stay forever.
Wouldn't you like it to?
Yeah.
No. Ugh, Matthew. No.
I want to eat something that disintegrates or decays.
No, I want new and fresh and not full of
chemicals. To
whatever he's
got. Preservatives.
Whatever he has inside there that lasted that long is not healthy for you.
Is that a picture of it?
I don't really think that you're supposed to eat it.
So what if you take these enzymes and inject them into humans?
Mom.
I don't think that's in the McDonald's.
Then you die and your body stays normal.
No. What?
I'd be hard pressed not to take a bite of this just to see what it tasted like.
You're repulsive.
Of course, Dad's like, I'll sacrifice. I'll try it.
Yes. I'm going to eat that burger. Gabe probably would. Gabe loves McDonald's that much.
I don't really like McDonald's burgers.
Well, me too.
I like their chicken.
So it's Gabe's birthday this week. Yep. And on birthdays, I think I've said this before, you can choose. Do you want to go out to a restaurant? Or do you want to eat at home with, your favorite meal and you get to choose what it is? And last year, Gabe actually did choose McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. I told him that he couldn't this year.
I think I said Olive Garden earlier in the year because I've never been to Olive Garden. So I'm thinking about that, but...
He's never been to an Olive Garden.
Damn it, Gabe. We're supposed to be eating healthy starting on Monday. Yang. And your birthday's on Wednesday.
I did think about Chinese.
Yang's is lit.
Oh.
Okay, anyway. We can do this another time.
Yeah, right. We don't need to do our menu. Speaking of our menu this week, though, so it's on now. The meatless week is on, starting tomorrow.
Okay, so here's what we've decided. We are cutting out red meat from our diet. Mm. We are going to try to not go completely meatless, but we'll still continue to eat chicken here and there. But we're cutting back on all meat and trying to cut out red meat.
We're cutting out red meat as Dad went to the butcher yesterday and has steaks and everything inside of the fridge.
Yeah, it was his last meal of red meat.
I came in the kitchen and Dad was double fisting meats. He had steaks in both hands just going, hum, hum. Like, I'm not kidding.
That was some good stuff.
I was like, Dad.
That was good.
The way you should not have said that, the way that you put that.
But. So we have been, stockpiling new recipes that try to incorporate the new, healthy.
Yeah. I told the girls to find me some recipes and then to send them to me. And McLaren did this morning, and Sophia's been just doing them on Pinterest, and I can connect there.
Mm-hmm. I just see us having Alfredo sauce with noodles the Monday, Tuesday,
no.
Wednesday, Thursday.
No,
that's not healthy.
We can have like a rice dish and stuff, but like we don't need to add the chicken and everything. Like we can have fried rice without chicken and have it with broccoli.
But then it's not good.
Yeah,
not true.
Like the pork.
You just need to train your body that you don't need it.
The pork makes the fried rice.
But a lot of this stuff, like if you have a rice bowl, we can still have chicken for dad and you don't have to take the chicken. Right. Like a lot of this is like build your own, not like you can cater it to how you want it. So if you really want to stick meatless, don't add the chicken in.
Right.
Or add half the amount of chicken you usually add in if you feel like you want chicken.
I'm just nervous that you guys are going to feel like too repeated. Because when you're eating healthy, you eat a lot of the same. It's a lot of repetition. And I feel like that freaks you guys out.
I don't think necessarily.
Yeah.
I found a lot
mom.
Of different recipes.
Yeah, but for the most part, you have like, you're still eating veggies and it's like blah, blah, blah. Like you guys the other week when we were trying it, you guys were like, it's just all the same foods.
I don't think we said that at all.
Yeah, you did. But
no, I did not.
No, but if you're not eating healthy, you like what you like, and you have like a lot of the, not the same meal every single week, but like you eat a lot of the things that you like.
But I'm just saying it's not as big of a variety versus when we eat processed things.
I disagree with you.
Okay, well, I don't know. I just want people to be open about...
Open. I see you
we're
guys
gonna
saying...
We're going to be eating a lot of broccoli type things and stuff.
Well, who's fighting you on that?
I just bought a ton of broccoli and cauliflower.
Did you?
I feel like people are going to be like, this is so boring that we eat this every night.
You need to make the cauliflower mashed cauliflower. The au gratin. What is it? Au gratin?
Yeah.
Mashed cauliflower?
Yeah. That's good.
Or something like
that. Not even speak English.
I just see you guys saying, where is Dad when it's dinner time and I'm in there gnawing on a Big Mac in the garage or something like that? Well, I found him. He's cheating.
And I will be there, too.
God.
With my McChickens.
I am going to do it with a good attitude. I am going to try to do this. It's healthy. I can't argue with that.
You can have your burger and red meat on the weekend.
It's just a fun challenge. It doesn't need to be hard.
Yeah, Dad, right. Like, when I think of you right now, I think of you being like not able to do it at all. But then I think, and I'm like, he is human and he is the same as us. So you can do it mentally.
Yeah, but when I go to school and they've got like chicken nuggets or something, and I can't have the chicken nuggets, I'm eating the chicken nuggets.
No, I don't think you.
Well, that's your choice.
Right. I don't think
you. That's your mental choice.
At school, I think you just eat what you want.
Yeah, you're also 14, Gabe. It's okay. If you eat your school lunch.
But I want to be 150.
Funny.
That's how many pounds I need to lose.
I think he meant he wants to live to 150.
Oh, I thought he meant pounds.
Oh, I'm way past 150 pounds.
I'm going for 150.
Can you imagine
No, Matthew. No.
Yeah.
No,
I'll be 150.
Matt, you're going to so be skinny. Way too skinny.
Where are you?
Oh. I thought we were talking about years old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you lived to be 150, those last 40 years would just be horrible.
40?
Oh. You'd have, like, great-great-great-grandkids.
We're not getting into this. You guys don't understand how time works.
How does time work?
The age moves up. Same way that someone right now is 80, that will be the same as when I'm 140.
Matthew. I have a little time question for
you. No, do not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, do it.
Matt, no. I wanted you here more than ever this last weekend because Dad and I were having a serious debate on whether it was the end of a decade. Like everyone
is
saying, Dad does not believe it is the end of the decade until the completion of 2020.
No, I've seen this argument. And it is wrong. It is in fact the end of the decade.
I needed you this weekend, Matthew, and you were not here. And Dad, I never wanted to hit him more than I did at Fuddruckers.
She has to catch me first.
But here's, I see what Dad is saying. When you're born, you're not immediately 1 year old. You're 2 months old. You're
But at the end of that first year, you're one.
Yeah.
Right. So at the end of 2019, that's
arguing.
The year completed.
I agree
with
you.
And that is 10 years completed.
I'm saying that that's what Dad is trying to like argue.
Dad
when
is
you
wrong.
Count, when you count 1 to 10, not 0 through 9.
No, but the part that you're missing is the first, the like the number one is completed between 0 to 1.
Yes.
So at one, it's completed. At one, you're done.
Yes.
Right. You're making my point for me, guys.
No, Matt.
No. Yes.
I literally showed you.
Listen, this is the first year of the decade because from 0 to 1, the first year is completed.
Right. So when the first year is completed, that's one. To get to 10 would be through 2020.
Matt.
No.
No.
Because when you hit
December 31st.
When you hit the next zero, that 10th year would have been completed.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is, you start
December
with.
December 31st.
Count to 10 on your fingers, Matthew. What do you start with?
But it's a, you're not thinking deeply enough into this. The object of the number one is completed from 0 to 1.
All right.
It doesn't start
established
at one.
And then it goes to 2.
Year 1, 0 to 1. Year 2, 1 to 2. Year 3, 2 to 3, et cetera. And then we'll get to the end of it. But that 10th year
has to be completed in order to be a decade.
From 9 to the next 0 is the completion of the 10th year.
Yes.
You can't have it both ways.
And then when it hits 0 and it hits 2030, it resets. And 0 to 1 is the start of the
Matthew,
next decade.
Matthew, I even put it on paper to show
it
him.
It needs to be written on paper.
I did. I wrote it down on paper, and he still doesn't understand it. And here's part of the reason why he doesn't understand it. His Garage Logic friends have all said, no, that is not the decade. So
because
in Dad's mind,
the Dumbass Farmer's Almanac, which is the most ridiculous thing ever created.
I went through the napkin with every single individual year and saying what year that is on the thing, and Dad had no idea what I was talking about. Like 2000 to 2001 is 1 year.
Let's agree to disagree and just
that's no fun.
Live life.
Then if we all agree, then what fun is life?
Yeah.
Well, this is the 2020s. Last was the 2010s.
Yes, exactly. Just like you say, the roaring 20s. It's your decade is the 20s now.
Wait, so are we going to start saying that this is the 20s now?
No.
Or is the 1920s always going to be the 20s? Because I was thinking about that when I'm older. Are we going to be like back in the 50s to our kids? But, that would be. Yeah.
Yes.
And they think that we're referring to 2020, right? Well, I guess because your parents probably, when they were saying that, you weren't thinking 1850.
My parents weren't thinking that either.
Right.
Nothing was happening.
That's
then.
So weird, though.
I know.
Like, they were alive during the Cold War.
I don't know when that
the,
is. But
the USSR was a thing when Mom and Dad were alive.
Wow. Were alive during the Soviet Union. Iranian War.
During what?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The Iranian War.
We are alive during the Iranian War.
Well, let's hope it doesn't
anyway,
come to that.
Anyway, let's wrap it up, Ben. Yes. I think we've had enough war in this room today.
Yeah, this is the war room.
Notice how I was quiet during that?
Yeah,
because
what the hell?
Dad is psycho about it, and I'm not opening this fight again. I am not doing that.
It's not a mean fight. It's,
no.
It's a tongue-in-cheek, funny fight, but Dad's wrong.
Yeah, Dad being stupid.
I'm not arguing with you guys. I'm just trying to tell you why you're wrong.
Oh, God.
I argue with people, and it drives me insane.
Matthew, where are you going to go watch the game?
I actually don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet.
All right. Well, be safe and be successful. We'll talk to you. We'll see you sometime soon.
Sounds good. Somebody plug social media and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Social media. We got social media all over. You can find us. Google Table Talk with Rookies Family, but more specifically on social media.
Facebook at The Podcast Family. Instagram at The Podcast Family. Twitter at The Podcast Fam. Email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
Well done, Mom. All right. Hopefully your family is having as much fun in life as ours. We really do love each other, even though we argue a lot. The Podcast Family, don't forget, you can go ahead and drop a little note if you like or dislike something. Tell us what you think. Table Talk with Rookies Family.
Dad's
ciao.
Wrong.
Enjoy the decade. Next year.